The cost-cutting law was pretty clear. If a regional superintendent's office served a population base of less than 61,000, it had to explore a merger with another location. The goal was to bring down the number of offices from 44 to 35. If enough consolidations weren't approved by June 30th, the State Board of Education would step in to finalize a plan. In northern Illinois, things went fairly smoothly when the Whiteside County office had to look elsewhere. It ended up agreeing to join forces with the office that serves Lee and Ogle counties. Ogle County Board Chairman Kim Gawker says they signed off on the plan, even though the population threshold wasn't something they had to worry about.
Whiteside fell under that. We didn't, but we felt it best to make a proactive consolidation with someone who we could choose.
Gawker says they were worried about other possible changes to the population requirement down the road.
We felt that if Whiteside were to consolidate with someone else, and then the next round of consolidation did come, that then we would be forced to maybe look some other direction that wouldn't quite be as favorable to us and our residents.
Regional offices of education handle things like teacher certifications and GED programs. Gawker says the merger would create some additional headaches, such as longer travel distances. Still, he says exploring a merger to their liking might make things easier than having to go through one that isn't suitable for the area. But not all of these consolidation efforts at the local level have had success.
Throughout the majority of the state, the counties followed the map of advisement, and we had successful mergers. We've got about 3 to 4 unsuccessful areas yet that were not completed by the deadline.
That's Bob Diber. He heads the regional office in downstate Madison County. He also served as the ROE Association's president until his term expired this month. Because not all county boards signed off on proposals in certain areas, the overall plan is now in the hands of the state, waiting to be finalized.
We would hope that the state board would honor, you know, the work that has been done, because there's been a lot of effort that has went into this by local governments.
Diber says they're frustrated they did not meet the deadline, but he says he has faith in the state to take a close look at what's been drawn up so far. Matt Vanover is a spokesman for the Illinois Board of Education.
I think that at this point in time, we need to be able to look at the various scenarios that the Regional Office of Education looked at and county boards looked at themselves.
But Vanover suggests there are no guarantees because he says the fact remains that at the deadline, they didn't receive a plan that meets everything spelled out under the new law.
There really isn't anything in there that meets that legal definition, so there's nothing really to go and say, yes, this is okay.
Vanover says the board will have to go on a fact-finding mission to come up with something that will bring down the number of regional offices to 35. That will be due early next year. The changes aren't scheduled to take effect until 2015. With control of the new map now in someone else's hands, it's anyone's guess at this point what it will ultimately look like. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.